and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts. I am so excited that you allow us to come into your home or wherever you're viewing this. It's such a blessing. It's only a little 5-minute segment. And I want to thank all the people through the years that have listened to us at Faith to Facts. You've sent some wonderful compliments and comments in, and it's just such a blessing of the Lord. I want to thank all my partners for helping us finance this thing. This is not free. I mean, it takes a lot of money to run and operate all these things, and I want to thank you for your faithful financial support. It's just been such a blessing. I've said this many times, but I'm going to say it again. 49 years of preaching this glorious gospel, we've never had a financial deficit. My God, isn't that a miracle of God? Why is that? I trust you. You've heard me say it. You trust me, but we both trust God. That's what it's all about. I have a famous statement I want to talk about today. And it's this: I never take no from a person who can't say yes. Is that when somebody said, no, you can't do that? And I ask him, can you say yes? Do you have the power and the ability to say yes? Well, no, then get me somebody higher. Because you will find the person. There's always a person that has the ability and the power to say yes in everything. So I never take no from a person who can't say yes. And I want to give you a scripture, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. It says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. The reason why I use that scripture is because it's so wonderful. One time I went to New York, and I wanted to, and watch this, they start charging you at 3 o'clock in the morning. Excuse me, 3 o'clock in the afternoon is when you can get in. When I got there at 5 o'clock, so I was late. When I got there, she said, your room's not ready. Now, I already had paid 2 hours for the room. You know, what do you mean it's not ready? You know, it's just, and I said, but I need my room because I had to preach that night, you know. They were coming to pick me up at 6. Well, anyway, they said, we can't. I said, ma'am, can you say yes? And she said, what? I said, you don't have the power to say yes. And she said, no, because on her little thing, it said, do not, you know, let body go in their room unless it's clean. Now, but what happened is the maids have to call back and say they clean the room, I guess. I said, well, get me somebody hired. And the president of the corporation happened to come in behind the front desk. I said, can you say yes? He said, yes. I said, say it. He said, yes. Say, what I'm saying yes for? I said, I need my room. He said, well, let me look. He said, well, it says on here that your room's not ready. I said, well, what are you doing right now? He said, talking to you. I said, let's go see if the room's ready. Now, people thought, well, he's the president. Well, I'm a president of a corporation, too. So he said, okay. So we walked up, went up 8 floors on the elevator, got up on it. It's in New York. And guess what? The room had been ready for about an hour. It's just that the maid forgot to say it. Now, you know, but I found the person who could say yes. So why? So I could find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. I found favor with that person. You see, so when God tells me to do something, I mean, I just go do what he says. There's a scripture in Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you. Okay, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you. Now, why would you use that scripture? How many times God says to give, and you go, oh, no. Can you say yes? Well, yes, then say it. Just obey. It's just pretty simple, isn't it? And guess what? You will find favor with God and with man when you can use the ability to say yes. Let me say it again. Never take no from a person who can't say yes. You see, sometimes you go to return something, maybe you're shopping, and it's defective, and somebody's kind of fighting you and don't want to give the return. Ask them, can you say yes? Do you have that power? Well, no, sir. And it's just our thing is that we're not supposed to accept that. Talk to the manager, because the manager has the power to say yes. And most likely you'll get it. You'll get what you want done, because you're not trying. All you want is what you paid for, something good. See what I'm saying? And when you understand that, it will work not some of the time, all the time. Now, I want you to face that fact. Never take no from a person who can't say yes. When you find the person that says yes, guess what? Yes is going to be a part of your life forever. Isn't that a blessing of the Lord? Did you learn something today? I hope you did, because it'll help you in every part of your life. We love you. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.